Hey, rebranders, what's up? It's Mort, coming in early to talk to you about two things. One, I want to talk to you about ice, and not the fun kind that cools your drinks or helps you have a delicious slushie. I'm talking about the kind that's kidnapping poor people from LA. Masked weirdos in tanks and for some reason on horses that have come down to MacArthur Park to film themselves playing tough guy dress up, even though they're adults and should know better. Anyway, it's, sucks over here and is stupid that they're doing this. It's a political stunt. It's unnecessary. It's a waste of tax dollars. And it's inhumane and deeply cruel to people who are just trying to live their lives. So, I'm gonna post the Instagram handle to LA Taco. Despite having kind of a Weird Al style food related name, they're doing a lot of really good journalism on the ground here. Just videoing stuff, letting people know where ICE is, things like that, helping their neighbors. So feel free to follow them and donate to an important cause, which is keeping our neighbors safe, because everyone is a human being and deserves human rights. Also, we have a Patreon. It's Rebrand the Pod. If you join, you immediately get access to the Discord, where you'll get to chat it up about the show with people, make suggestions for the show. Ashley and I are doing another hangout on July 27th at 4 p.m. So you get to ask Ashley and I questions about stuff. Hey, what video games do you like? Hey, how tall are you? Hey, do you believe in Superman? That'd be weird if you still thought Superman was real, like the way children believe in Santa. I was trying to make up something specific, but also unbelievable. I think I did a pretty good job. All right, this episode's a blast. Jonathan Hollis is so funny. Follow him so you can go see his excellent shows in Los Angeles. Enjoy, you guys. Be kind to yourselves, please. Thank you.
Rebrand! Ding! Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack foods, celebrities, or religious institutions.
Honey, you really elongated the welcome on there, which felt very gracious and polite.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. I had no intention behind it.
Yeah.
My mind was blank. I had reached enlightenment.
It felt like a suburban mom who was about to serve us mac and cheese or something.
Oh, that's nice.
Had some fun little snacks ready for the boys when
they
came
over.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
For the little teens.
I don't think I would be that kind of mother.
Yeah.
I would eat the mac and cheese.
Yep.
All for me. All for mommy. None for the babies.
You would also, you would definitely swear around the teens, which is fun.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
We have this thing. Well, let's introduce our guest.
You're
my
right,
apologies.
Right.
Too much banter.
Too much banter.
I'm so excited to have my good friend, a hilarious comic from Los Angeles. He's very good at Mario Kart Wii, his most important credit, and he produces a wonderful philanthropic comedy show monthly at The Crow in Los Angeles called Good Cause Comedy. This, my friends, is Jonathan Hollis. Welcome, my dude.
Hey, good to be here. No, actually, I also support the child abuse. I'm with you on that. you bird the kid, you get the mac and cheese. That's the deal.
Look, is that child abuse or is that child character development?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
Rebrand child abuse, you know what I mean?
I don't know if we need the label even. It's just hiding food from children.
Yeah.
You know, or have forcing children to watch you eat.
They have to watch me. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not doing
noises.
It in private. Yeah.
Like,
They say, Mommy, can I have some? I go, no. Now shut up and watch your mother. I'm lactose intolerant and gluten-free, too, so I'm really hurting myself and them at the same time.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they're watching you get sick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The hardest choices require the strongest will.
God's strongest soldiers will be these kids
that are
forced to watch it.
They have to eat God's cheesiest macaroni.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
I'm God's strongest soldier.
I feel like the kids are. I think they're fighting the biggest battle. Like you said, it's character development.
It's character development.
Kids. Yeah.
Look, I'm giving them something to rail against.
Yeah.
I'm giving them a villain to fight. Isn't that what we all need?
Oh, yes, 100%.
It's so, yes, parents want to be loved. Huge mistake.
Yeah.
By their children, you know what
yeah.
I mean? No, you absolutely. That's the thing. My parents are very progressive politically.
Right.
So I don't have any, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to turn right wing. So I'm like, all right, well, there's nothing I can do then.
Right. Rebrand parents. Be the villain in your child's story.
Yeah. Be the guy who, do we know who murdered Batman's parents?
He's some 2-bit criminal. And Batman Begins, he does have a name. Anyway,
be that guy.
Look,
be that
if
guy.
This situation has happened to you, tune into Ashley's Puppet Mental Health Show. It will help you deal with your mom eating the mac and cheese in front of you.
My personas, I really feel like I'm closer to my I'm happy you're here persona. Something about rebrand makes me a bad person.
That's good. That's how I do it. So I have Good Cause Comedy, which is my show where I donate to charity for vulnerable communities in LA. And then I do Roast Battle, where I call people horrible things and point out their eating disorders. And so it's just like, I like to have like a, you know, duality of man
thing going
on.
That's right. We contain multitudes.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because if you spend your whole time, you should definitely try to be good. But if you spend every moment trying to be good, you're going to end up really bad. There's got to be a fucking release valve.
Right. You got to come up with a hypothetical scenario where you emotionally abuse your children.
Exactly.
For comedy.
Exactly.
And even so, if that's the worst you're doing, you're kind of a saint. Honestly, yeah. You know what I mean?
So, Jonathan, you bring us our rebrand topic today, right?
I did, yes.
Would you like to intro it?
Speaking of contains multitudes, the NFL has been largely panned over the last 10 to 20 years for containing a multitude of physical and emotionally abusive men. We are going to rebrand the NFL and resuscitate their image. No more abuse of women, abuse of animals, abuse of other men, abuse of caps lock. We are going to address it all right here on Rebrand.
Abuse of caps lock. I love that. No,
it's all a real problem.
That's one of the main symptoms of CTE is overuse of capitalization exclamation points.
I genuinely believe it. I had a teacher in high school. He was a history teacher. His name was Coach Bull. So you know, the history teacher is always the fucking football coach.
Right, of course.
The team was terrible.
The history teacher is always...
They're always
the football coach.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're so they're like, okay, so the pilgrims went to space, and you're like, I don't think.
Basically, that was the class, and he wrote in all caps. There's like a theory. I'm connecting the dots on
that's
the theory.
So interesting, because I had a high school. My high school AP history teacher was named Mr. Parker. Mm-hmm. He ruled, though. Actually, he was a very smart guy.
Nice.
The most redheaded man I've ever seen in my life, he was the football coach. It's a strange thing. I wonder if they say if you take this job, you have to be the football
coach. Yeah, that's got to be it. It's like a package deal.
Yeah, it's a package deal. And you're like, I don't even like football. Too bad.
Exactly.
I don't know how it's played. Too bad.
It's exactly like baseball. Don't ask any questions.
For real.
But that is why you'll either get a super muscular history teacher or a skinny, nerdy football coach. They're like good at one or the other.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Okay, perfect. This is great. So let's segue. So
Jonathan came prepared. Jonathan, it's very clear to me now, you should be hosting this podcast.
Oh,
you should
absolutely.
Every single episode, even just your introduction was so eloquent, concise. Mine is all, it's like stutters and curses.
Oh my God. Best guest award. I mean, it's not competition, but Jonathan is currently winning best guest.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope that all of our previous guests hear that.
Yeah.
And then want to come back and earn their place.
Yeah, that's right. Feel the requisite shame.
That's right.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow, I'm on one today.
I'm shaming
our guests who are friends that came to spend time with us.
We're so gracious to do the podcast.
So gracious that I'm like, do better.
Yeah.
There you go. Take that, Dana. Okay, sick. All right. So we are going to rebrand the NFL. The NFL in the 2010s had an ad campaign trying to address this issue of abuse of women. And so it was called fucked up. I can't remember what it was called, but it's basically called something like, you know, that's enough. Or it was like, you know,
oh
it was
my
like,
God.
It wasn't quite, I'm trying to remember.
Are you serious?
It was like never again. It was something like never again.
Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
enough is so funny.
Yeah, that's enough.
All right. You had
right,
your fun.
Right. That's enough. Look.
Cut it out.
Up till now, was it appropriate? Yes. But now, that's enough.
That's enough.
I swear to God, it was something like never again or like, yeah. And so, I quit it.
It was, come on, guys, quit it.
Knock it off.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Yes. So I say we go the other direction because they were kind of trying to focus on like, all right, yes, some of the people here are domestic abusers and also a lot of the men in general in the world. So let's do the never again. I'm going to go the other way around. I'm going to say do a campaign where they highlight the fact that most of the players aren't wife beaters. So it can be called like, it could have been worse.
Oh.
And so basically we just are like, Hey, we used to have murderers, but not in a long time.
That's true. There should be a sign on, like, you know, the dancing football robot or whatever.
Yeah, Cletus.
Cletus should.
I'm sorry. He's got a name and his name is Cletus?
Yes, the dancing football robot's name is Cletus.
Wow.
The NFL on Fox.
I did a sketch for the NFL where Terry Bradshaw called me a dork.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. What?
I didn't tell you this?
No, how did this not come up? Oh my God.
Dude, I should have called you day of.
Yes. Do it next time.
Yeah. And I'm not saying in the script. Like, he came onto the set and was like, oh, here's a dork. I was like, hey, man, I'm a professional.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah, it's me.
That was unprompted. I thought that was like a sketch or a commercial
bumper.
That's
so rude.
Speaking of CT, I was like, hey, at least I can legally drive.
Exactly.
But there's also at the Fox Studios, there is a 9 foot tall Cletus that is like movie quality authentic. Like, it looks amazing.
That's phenomenal.
But I think on the bottom right hand corner, there should be a sign that says days since a vehicular homicide.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And he has to sadly go change it whenever one has happened.
Like, I don't know if this is like an ancient curse or something, but the University of Georgia football team has either been a vehicular homicide or like a speeding incident, like a super speeding incident or a street racing thing or a DUI. It's happened every year since like 2020.
I've never even heard of super speeding, but that makes me want to do it. Like,
doesn't it? Like, don't call it something cool.
Super speeding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool.
You're going cool guy fast. Here's a ticket. Like, well, give me the ticket.
Yes.
Wait, okay, I'm so sorry. So we got off track of you.
Right. The women's rights.
Yeah. Well, you were pitching that it could be worse.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. It's called like a...
It's called it could be worse.
It's called pretty good, considering. Yeah. It's like, hey, look, you know,
so
like,
remember when one of our football players was an active murderer?
Yeah, yep.
We don't have that anymore. Could be worse.
Hey, straight up.
Yeah, yeah, sure. No, I like this.
I'm glad you like this idea. I want to pitch it to the NFL.
Is this only college football where they say their names into the camera? Is that
They do it in both.
They do it in both. They should have to look directly to the camera. My name is William Thompson. I've never committed insurance fraud. Like, they all have to say a crime they never did.
I love that. That's great. They all just be like, hey, look, I didn't commit a DUI.
This gun, it's registered.
And then you see him on the field later and he has the gun with him.
Yeah. And the flag on the play, but the penalty is called like the greatest guy award. And you're like, whoa. Of course he wanted to do that.
I love that so much. I had this idea that's kind of related to what you just said where one, because the NFL, they're trying to like speak out about racism now that marketing.
Oh, now they are?
Right, exactly right.
Now they are?
Not in 2016 for any particular reason.
Right. Because Kaepernick, he got suspended, right?
Yes. He got blackballed. He got blacklisted.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And it's like, but then after George Floyd got, then they were like, all right, fine, I guess we have to bring it up. And so what they did was they just put the words in racism in the end zone of each. So I guess it's like, oh, this is the end zone for America. I don't know. But I say we take it a step further. We have one white player has to come onto the field at halftime and apologize for racism. Make him just do like a really heartfelt, like a really, and he has to do it to like an old black woman. Like he has to. I am so sorry. I don't know what it's like being you. You know, he has to be sincere.
I think we should every year up the ante a little bit. So he does the apology, and then the old black woman gets to hurt him in a non-lethal way.
Yeah. Okay, I love this
like
so much.
Open hand slap, you know what I mean? Yeah. Kick to the knee, something.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I was thinking it should definitely start with an old black woman who's having a particularly difficult day.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a tough one today, you know? So it's going to take some serious apologizing to make her feel better.
I feel like the effect of this is that the old black granny demographic for the FNL is going to skyrocket.
Oh, 100%.
And they're going to have, like, black grannies going out the door. Oh, being 100%. Like, ooh, come on, let me hit this white boy.
Exactly.
There's an apology lottery or whatever. Yeah. You get your number called. Yeah, that's
excellent. Lottery.
And you get like a Mercedes wagon or something.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, they get a prize. Yeah.
That they get to drive off the field.
Yeah, exactly. Later.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on. I want to paint this picture really quick. You have Travis Kelce is there with this old black woman from Atlanta. He does this like 2-minute heartfelt apology where she just listens. She slaps him in the face, then jumps into a convertible and drives away from the game. That's unbelievable.
It'd be great. The NFL needs to demonstrate they really care about racism and that it's not performative. So they need to do reparations.
Reparations.
The Ashley Birch way. I agree.
Really? One grandma at a time.
One grandma at a time.
I would pay so much money
not to watch football, but to watch that happen.
Yes, 100%.
Also, she's old, so she probably won't drive that fast or that well.
Yeah,
off of the field.
Yeah. And she's for sure blasting like Mavis Staples. Or
oh, 100%.
Like Donny Hathaway. Yeah.
For real. Definitely.
And I feel like there's not a crowd in the world that wouldn't be like, yeah. Even if you don't believe, you know what I mean? Even if you don't believe in reparations.
Also, Travis Kelce's like, yeah.
He's fine.
For sure.
Yeah.
An 80-year-old woman slaps him, like, he should be able to take that laugh.
Right, exactly.
Gives her a pat on the back, helps her in the car.
Great, 100%.
That would heal our great divide.
I completely agree.
Very strong.
Very strong.
Just have like a cathartic little moment. I love that so much. Yeah, I had another idea. Fans of the worst team get to sue them in a class action lawsuit. Speaking of reparations.
Oh, so if you have a team that you love that just keeps losing and losing and losing, you get to do a class action lawsuit?
Cash out.
That's incredible.
Here's what I love about this. The evidence that will be entered in this case will be like, okay, because there are so many alcoholic dads who blame everything on the football team that is lost. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're like, I endured a childhood of incredible neglect and rage because the goddamn Bears lost. I had a very unloving childhood. I am owed $4 million.
Straight up. And wouldn't you agree? Like, wouldn't you, like, straight up. Like, I genuinely think, like, a kid that faced, like, a difficult childhood, like, you should be able to cash out.
Yes. The only good moment in my childhood was when the Bears did the shuffle on that commercial.
Yo! The Super Bowl shuffle.
Yeah, yeah.
What I love about this is that instead of, well, I guess teams or fans of teams that win also destroy their city, but fans of a team that lost, rather than destroying their own city, they'll all like calmly go, okay. And they'll go to a secondary location where they'll all come together with a lawyer and they will start to draft a class action lawsuit.
Yes.
And they'll all shake hands and tip their hats and go home.
Yes.
And wait for the bucks to roll in.
100%. Yeah, it's such a great way to deal with it because it's also like there's an issue with, I'm going to get into this on another point, but there's an issue with like players often report that they get like death threats. You know, NFL fans are like these
intense,
crazy. Yeah, they're man babies and they're crazy. And so it's like, I mean, you know, sometimes I'm like, who's worse, like video game fans or NFL fans? I do wonder sometimes. But genuinely, it's like, I do think that you should be allowed to. But yeah, so instead of them being like, oh, I hate you, Travis Kelce, I want you to die. I hate Taylor Swift. I don't want to hear Taylor's version of anything anymore. I hate you guys. Instead of that, you know, the guy will get money and he'll be calm. And
yes,
that's right.
And also the law, they should be suing the owners, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are the people who are sitting back in their fucking chairs in their like five-star boxes or whatever, doing no work while these men are being assaulted for a job.
Right.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
For real. The owners are all billionaires. They can afford
to
lose a few million.
Class action lawsuit. Like, have a better team if you don't want to get sued all the time.
Straight up.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Straight up.
Put a little more money into the institution and a little bit less into your yacht.
It's straight up. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hey, well, then fucking do better next time. You won't be a plaintiff.
And I think all the prosecuting lawyers can definitely be like, it'll be like Johnny Cochran, the dude, like all the celebrity ones who like defend the people. They're all, they do both where they're like, wow, what a beautiful thing you're standing for. And then are also representing the most evil people alive.
Yes.
Right,
we want those guys.
Yes, 100%. I know I do. Let's see. Yeah, guy who tweeted something negative about a player has to get hit by the player at full speed, and it's legal. So this one's going to be tougher to do because we need to get Congress involved. They can't do anything. But, you know, it would be nice if we could, like, have some sort of retribution for those guys that when it's in, like, the death threats and all this stuff. It's, all right, well, then if I see you in public, I am allowed to break your spine like a pocky. And that's what's gonna happen, and you signed your death warrant. And because it's gonna be tough, because I feel like we have to get like the websites in on it. Like they have to legalize.
Right.
Yeah, if everyone can coordinated on this. I think we can make it happen.
Here's what I think. I think as a trade, you get to pick whatever player they insulted, they also get a piece of paraphernalia that is signed by them.
I like that.
So they'll sign a football or sign a jersey or something and then ram them full speed.
Yeah. Okay, I have a pitch, an addendum pitch, because I think this will result in a lot of like civilians being killed on television.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
What I would propose is that what they get instead are the queens from RuPaul's Drag Race to write insults against the civilian. So he has to stand there and being read by the football player.
Right. I like that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Or, you know, your Jeff Rosses or whatever.
We just what like if that. We put them in an outfit that is protective enough that they will not die? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do we like the big, like, inflatable sumo wrestler outfit?
Yeah. Like, so I'm like, look, may they come out of it with a few bruises? Probably.
Yeah.
But they won't die.
Yeah, I like that.
I just think seeing a football player ram into a guy in, like, a sumo outfit full speed. It's so funny.
It's great, isn't it? Like, maybe it could be a feature at the game. Like, hey, this is
absolutely.
This is Todd the Vampire 527. And
yeah. This is his tweet. We're going to read it.
Right,
out
yeah,
loud.
Straight up. Read it. Read the
tweet.
Public
everyone boos him.
I agree. It's very Roman Coliseum.
Yeah, it's our version of the stockade.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, public shaming.
Shaming.
We're loving that right now.
Oh, my
honestly,
God.
Yeah.
Look, the football field is as close as we get to like a gladiator ring these days.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
UFC and football, you know?
Yep.
So like, let's just, if we're going to be that anachronistic, let's bring back all that shit. Let's throw tomatoes at people. Fuck it. If we're going to do it, let's do it. By God.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, let's not act like this is civilized.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that.
I agree. I have a couple thoughts.
Yes.
Okay.
One, I think that isn't celebrating a touchdown illegal?
It is?
It used to be. Weirdly enough, it used to be. And then they changed the rules, and now the players do the most elaborate thing they can do.
All right. That's what I was hoping. Because I think it should be encouraged. And I think, like, like a breakdancing cardboard should come out, and there should be professional breakdancers. And also, like, you know, like Bruno Mars comes down, and it's a crazy light show and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
The better the dancing and the better the choreography, the more they get more points.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So every touchdown, they have prepared a full. Like halftime show, basically.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Florence the Machine and Beyonce and like Jay-Z, they're doing Drunken Love or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, bring the theatricality, you know?
Every football game is 9 hours long.
Yes.
And it's great.
Yes.
It's like Coachella at a football game all in one.
Totally.
I completely agree with
that. Yeah, man. Jid's out there with, you know, with Ed Sheeran or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
I love that.
I like that idea. You know what? Yeah, let's go off of that because I had another one. That was basically like, if your team makes the Super Bowl, one player from each team has to be a backup dancer. Beyonce is going to have all like backup dancers that look like, they're all going to look like Ashley, but then one of them is going to be 6'7" and 350 pounds.
And not very good at dancing.
Yeah, right, sure. And he will be a single lady.
Also maybe loving it. Like, that's the other thing, too, is some of these guys are like real entertainers.
Yeah.
I could see him like fully going on.
He has to do it. He can't, and you can't not serve. You have to serve.
You know, we could have a whole cottage industry out of that, which is like a little like reality series about who gets put onto the halftime show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's great.
Which of the football
show.
Players?
Yeah, which of the football players?
Yeah. Wow.
So then there's the drama of like, they're maybe spending too much time learning how to dance and not as much time doing football.
Yes.
I like that.
You know, because they want to get drafted by Beyonce so bad.
Yep.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
So they like, okay, so they all live in a house together, and also Paula Abdul lives in the house. And so she's giving them like dancing lessons and stuff.
Can they, is there a dating component where they're also trying to date Paula Abdul?
Oh my God, yeah, please. Please.
Yeah, yes, totally. It's The Bachelor meets Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, plus, oh my God, I love it.
Plus Paula Abdul.
Oh my God, yes.
And also Cletus is there.
Yeah, Cletus is there too,
of course.
Live action Cletus.
He's the co-host, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't have a voice, right?
We'll give him one. He can be voiced by Ben Schwartz or somebody, and then we'll just
Or should he be like this? Let's go, boys.
That would be great. I like that better, actually. He's a genuine robot.
I don't think there's a person we can suggest for The Voice that wouldn't be funny.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, right. Sam Rockwell. Everything is funny. Any voice of
Cleveland. I want Jennifer Coolidge. That'd be great.
Oh my gosh.
She'd fucking do it too. Don't you know she'd do it. Oh, Jennifer Coolidge is so good.
What a field goal.
You better spank that little football.
Then you like, there's an episode of one of the football players is having sex with Cletus. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
That would be amazing. Dude, this is like, oh, this has to get made. Yeah. Like, this needs to be green-lighted.
Takes off the helmet. Yeah, it's just Jennifer Coolidge. And they're like, oh, fuck.
What a great red herring, too, because the whole time you're just fixated on the A plot. You know, you're fixated on
who's like, going to get into the halftime
who's
show.
Who's going to dance with Lady Gaga?
Right.
Who's going to serve? Cunt. And then you find out.
You find out that more than just the guys are serving cunt.
That's right. So is Cletus, aka Jennifer Coolidge.
Straight up. He's serving USB port or some shit. I don't know how robots do it. I'm serious. The more I think about it, the more I really want to just write a pilot and just get this thing going.
That's the problem with Reband. Yeah. So many of our ideas are so good and financially viable that it becomes like, why are we doing a podcast?
Yeah. I don't know if this one's financially viable. I gotta say.
I think you're blind.
That's okay. They told Albert Einstein he couldn't do math.
This is related to this episode. We did a babies episode. Mm-hmm. And I don't like AI, but I do think that if we created an AI baby NFL for people to bet on, it would bring in billions of dollars.
Oh, completely agree.
Like if you put in like a random number, like a random generator of like different stats. Like, basically you created a game system where everything is randomized.
Yes, and we talked about it a lot where this is, okay, so at first, the babies move like real babies. It's like three-year-olds, right?
Sure.
So, but there's a lot of them getting really lucky to get points and stuff.
Yeah.
And then slowly we'll be introducing better babies. So it'll be like, like 4 or 5 seasons in, there'll be one who's the equivalent of like Michael Jordan for babies, which just means he can like kind of toddle, you know?
100%.
And so just like in the way that the actual NBA, like people get better and better and better. Yeah. Anyway, it's such a good idea.
I love it. So yeah, no, AI should be used to like help us have, like, it should be like a helping tool, not like a replacing us. Help us have fun.
It's just for memes. That's what I think. AI Agreed. Is like a meme. If you use it to generate memes, God bless you. I think it's great.
That's right.
Definitely.
Okay, wait, I have one more quick one.
Okay, go for it.
Which is that every team that has an animal as their like mascot or whatever has to have one of those animals next to their bench. So like the Falcons always have to have a falcon.
I love that.
That rules.
You know what I mean?
Please.
And then the Dolphins, there's like a giant tank with like a very happy dolphin that they're, you know.
Okay, question. Because the Bears are the Bears, right? So do they have to have multiple Bears?
Oh, plural, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're all plural, right? Falcons.
That's true.
Right, so it's multiple Falcons.
I like imagining them trying to like Gentle Ben from The Simpsons. These like multiple Bears that are in jerseys. And they're like just desperate to get loose and maul someone.
Terrifying the crowd.
Oh my God.
I know, for real. It's
like getting right in the front is no longer a cool proposition. You do not want to be in the front seats. It's a bad look.
Yeah, I feel like, you got to be on constant alert. That could turn into a Harambe situation really quick. Like that with the teams of Tigers and the
That's
everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah, the Lions versus the Bears. Yeah. Like, nobody wants to go to that one.
Everybody's just in the nosebleed. Fuck that.
Okay. I also have a pitch.
Yes.
So, you know, these are everyone's least favorite quests and games, but I'm still going to pitch it. So, there are quests where you basically have to protect a character that is less strong than you. And if that character dies, you lose. I think we should institute that in the NFL where one member of your team is very skinny and very weak. And if he gets hurt, you lose the game.
Oh, I like that.
I love this.
This is great. No, this is a great idea. These are all some great ideas. Like, as an NFL fan, I really do want to see like the... he's just called the beanpole, and he's just there to just get destroyed.
He's the personality hire. Like everyone loves him. He's a real sweetie pie. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. We need to be taught to root for the underdog.
Yes. Yes.
Like somehow this thing happened where all of America's like, I like whoever's the richest, and you're like,
absolutely not. What?
Where's the glory and the joy and the heart?
Yeah. This country was founded on loving underdogs. We got to bring 100%. That back.
Yes,
and the football is the perfect place to do it.
Yeah.
I definitely think so.
The bean pole. He like somebody accidentally throws in the ball, he like swats it away.
Right.
That's a smart move. And then you know that the rest of the team is just trying to get the beanpole.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And then because we like put all of our PR stuff behind the beanpole so that America loves this person.
Well, yeah.
So then if the other team sacks him, then like people will fucking hate that team because they love the beanpole.
I like that. It's totally like a sacrifice to take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's going to hate you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do maybe have to also put him in a sumo suit to protect him.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking that too. Yeah. He might need some extra protection.
But also imagine him being in like a normal football outfit that's too big for him. The helmet doesn't fit. It's kind of waggling on
He will be paralyzed.
Yeah. That's why they gotta protect him.
I agree. No, I agree with Ashley. It would be way funnier if the beanpole's uniform doesn't fit and the helmet is like constantly rotating around and then he like waddles around like, whoa. He's like, I would kill to see that.
Putting him in way more danger.
Because well, that's why his team has to be good enough to protect him.
Yeah. Straight up, exactly. Yeah, I feel like, no, I love it because, yeah, it. In, I feel like in spring writing, you want to raise the stakes. And so
that's
it's
right.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's like save the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yep. All right. Profound.
I think so, too. Okay. I have more ideas if you have the emotional bandwidth.
See? No one's ever been that considerate.
Never.
I know. I have so much.
Guest of the year.
Guest of the year. Guest of the podcast.
I will be accepting my award later. Okay. DraftKings, you know, the betting app.
Right.
DraftKings allows you to bet on more than just the game. Now you can bet on, is your favorite player's marriage going to hold up?
Oh, shit.
You can bet on, like, shit like that. I want to bet on that.
Shit. Like, how, wait, are Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift still together?
They're still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, that would be a big bet.
That's going to be a huge
one. When are they going to break up?
For sure, dude. Exactly.
Like, when's she going to drop him?
And will she write a song about it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be curious to know that.
Yeah, no more football or something, whatever.
That's real, wow. That's amazing.
She'll
you
have
could,
it.
You could, up. Oh my God, you could bet on so much shit.
I know.
Like
is his Nepo baby son going to work out? Yeah. There's a lot of Nepo babies in the NFL now.
Are there really?
Yeah, there's a lot of, which makes me feel old because I'm not old, but it's like I'm old enough to the point where people that I watched growing up, they're like their sons, like the juniors are in now.
Yeah.
And
wow.
So, yeah, it's insane. But yeah, I do want to bet, like, is it going to work out? Is it going to wind up like Hunter Biden? Like, what is going to happen to these guys, you know?
Yeah.
Or the marriages. Or like if a guy, or if a player cheats, you can bet, is the wife going to take him back? Like, shit like that.
Totally. And how much is she going to get if they do get divorced?
Yeah, bet on the dollar amount.
And then related to what we were talking about earlier, how quickly does the guy get a DUI after the divorce?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also a big one where, like, because they're announcing what, right, we were saying they're announcing what crimes they have or haven't committed as they're like, so-and-so, defensive tackle, just got a DUI or whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like if you don't know until the game and then people are watching the game with bated breath being like, what's he going to say?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. What skeleton is in his closet? I like that idea. I love that idea. This is great.
So is it like, is it dick pic? Is it like recording where he's a slur?
What's
going to come out?
What's going to come out?
Exactly.
Gotta watch the game to find out.
Damn, that's strong. Announced by Cletus.
Right, exactly.
Voiced by Jennifer Coolidge. I hate how much more money we're bringing in for DraftKings right now.
I know!
We need to start our own separate from DraftKings.
We do. We can just call it Better DraftKings. We'll just call it Better DraftKings. We'll just call it like...
I mean, it says better in the title. It must
be
better.
How are we not? If that's me.
Straight up.
That's such a Nathan Fielder move.
I was just about to bring that up. It feels like something he would do.
Okay, so real quick, because I am personally, I'm a saint, so I'm worried about the CTE. I want to institute a thing where instead of violent tackles, they have to stop and participate in a thumb war.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Just play it one game, see how it goes. People will hate it first, but I think after a while you realize you actually don't need the damaging violence.
Or what about this? What if instead of a tackle, you hug? So you start with a sort of same intensity, but then you see, okay, this guy's coming in for the I just have to hug him now. And then it's kind of like a hug. And then it's a little bit of a wrestling situation where it's like, who's going to go first? But like you stop the momentum. First, you have to hug.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go, And then you try to decide, and then whoever falls to the ground, you know.
I love that. That's so cute. Yeah, and also, especially the, I feel like they were because it's like, because I feel like without it, then it's like, okay, how do we need to have a line in the sand. Like, there has to be a way to know, all right, is this going to be, because it has to have like Tinder, you have to, it has to be a Tinder moment.
Yeah, there has to be a meaningful moment. Sound emitted.
Yeah.
And we'll
have.
Or
a kiss on the cheek or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, helmet. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's very smart. Yeah.
Show 100%. Show the fans what real masculinity looks like.
That's
like,
right.
I'm secure in my manhood. I can kiss a man on the cheek. Won't change a thing.
I love it.
Won't change a thing. We can fix the males of the world with these suggestions. All right. Okay. So they have kiss cam at like every sports stadium. You guys have seen it for sure. We're gonna do women's rights cam. We bring up an injustice against women, and we put the camera on a fan or a player, and then they have to shake their head disapprovingly to let everyone know they don't like that that's happening to like, women.
Women are paid X amount less than men, and then they go to someone in the audience, and they have to shake their head. Boo. Thumbs down. For just our listeners, Jonathan was very emphatically shaking his head, putting his hand to his chest, putting his hand out as if to say, no, thank you. I don't want that. He's very good.
We have to let the fans know we're serious about protecting her. And that the NFL is turning over a new leaf. You're right. You're right. Exactly. That's amazing. Yeah, there we go. I think that we fixed the NFL.
What comes into my mind when I hear kiss cam is there should be a fuck cam. I know it's not gonna work. They're like, well, they're all confused. They're like taking off their shirts.
Fuck cam. Look, if they weren't cowards, they would do it.
There, you know how there are those, like, do they do this in football games where there's like marriage proposals on the Jumbotron sometimes?
Yeah, they do that once in a while. You have to pay the stadium to do it.
That's what that is. Interesting. We should require them to come back a year later and talk about how the marriage is going. Like,
yes!
You know what I mean? I want a storyline. I want some closure. How did this thing go?
Agree.
Are you guys still together?
Yeah. Yes. What are you working on?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids in the future.
Who's the problem? Like, I'm going to get all the tea, all the info, 100%.
Right.
Every
Are either of them bummed that that's where their proposal took place? Like, if I proposed to you, Ashley, at an NFL game, I think you'd be like, I really got to think about this.
Well, I'd be just really confused. I'd be confused you invited me. I'd be confused that you wanted to go. I'd be confused that we were going. I'd be confused that we were still there. I'd be confused that you proposed to me. I'd be confused I said yes. It just would have been very perplexing, the whole thing.
Let alone if they put the fuck cam on us.
Let alone if they put the fuck cam. Like, well, we have to. It says it's a fuck cam.
I don't want to. You're like, well, you wanted this. Like, honey, please.
Be a good sport.
You know what we haven't talked about are the concessions.
Yes.
I wonder if we could change the concessions a little bit. I don't exactly know how. So this is a great pitch because I brought up an idea with nothing actually to follow up on. But, you know, you could do a thing where, like, that wherever that particular state is, you have to only serve. Like, if it was in St. Louis, you have to serve gooey butter cake.
And ribs. Yeah. Yes, it's, you know? Yes, it's culturally specific
to the
city. It's
culturally specific.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I feel like that and then also, like, they should let you bring in your own food if you agree to be a concession stand for it. So you have to, like... There's like independent contractors in the stadium, like, hey, this is my grandma's pie and it's really good.
Did you bring enough for the whole class?
That's the thing, right? Exactly. Straight up, yeah, you gotta share. I love that, yeah. Did you bring it up for the whole
class? Yeah, you have enough to serve 100 people in the first half.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's excellent.
That's very good.
Because then other fans will get jealous if you're like eating your tasty snack.
That's right.
Then, yeah.
Because you know, like, I just love imagining, like, a fucking Asian family would just, but like, if you've ever seen videos of Korean people camping, they bring entire feasts.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm. Yep.
So if you were able to go to a football game and get like a fucking Korean grandma meal, That would rule.
This is so great. And then we have a dinner cam, which shows, you know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, here's an Indian family having delicious curry. And like, oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. You know what I mean? And oh, wow, they're having sushi at the football game. How multicultural, you know? Wow, different cultures aren't evil. Wow, I'm really learning.
Wait, that's a great idea. That's amazing. You know how, like, for the average American experience, like getting pissed drunk, eat chicken biryani, watch the game, it just sounds like such a great experience.
Yeah.
It would get people to, like, see each other. Man, not only did we fix sexism, we fixed, like, xenophobia.
Yeah, man, that's what
we do. Yeah, we fixed racism, xenophobia, sexism. What's something else that we have to fix? The climate crisis.
Yeah,
how can we rebrand the NFL?
That's uh-oh. Great.
That one's going to be a little tougher.
Every football player has a solar panel on.
Yes.
Very strong. And they're generating also like heat to be captured by their running. Although that gets a little sketchy, actually. Here's what I got when we got candle night. Where there's no electricity, you just bring candles. I think that would have a beautiful, almost like sort of church-like reverence for the America's new game, 100%. Football. You know what I mean?
I imagine all the football players having those like old-timey Ebenezer Scrooge lanterns.
Yeah.
Like, and they, you know, where you have to, like, all the old men with the nightcaps come out and they're like, hello? Like,
who goes there?
Who goes there? All the football players have to have
straight us. Up. I love that so much. That's the only way to light the stadium. It was just like a cathedral. No, I love that idea so much. Yeah, I'll have, like, climate night. And then, I also love the solar panel on the head thing. Like, they should develop a helmet where the outside is a solar panel.
Yeah.
And just have that sort of thing go on. Because the quarterback and the head coach, they have a radio system. Mm-hmm. Like, there's like a thing in his head where he can talk to the coach so they can like make a plan on the fly. And so I definitely think that they should do that. They should have that shit powered by solar.
Without a doubt. And also, Cletus should be real and be all solar panels.
Yeah.
And he's dancing, you know what I mean? And people are like, this is what clean energy does. Look at how happy Cletus is.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Look at my moves. That was my Jennifer Coolidge. It wasn't great.
Mine was worse. Don't worry.
Yours is excellent.
I'm bragging. I did a PetSmart commercial with her.
No way.
And she's funnier in real life than you. Like, she's exactly as hilarious as she is in everything.
I'm glad.
It's psycho. Wow. I've never seen anything like it.
That's amazing.
How funny she is.
That's good to hear, because it would break my heart to find out she was a mean person.
Dude, she was so nice. And also like she would be cussing in this PetSmart commercial, like just doing it to be funny. Like, you know they're not gonna use this, you know what I mean? Just like to make me and the other actor laugh, probably.
That's
like,
great.
Fucking die.
I love that so much.
Rules.
So good. Oh, wait. I had another. This is just a silly one. I want
As opposed to all of our other ones.
Yeah.
Very serious.
This one does not address any real life cultural issues or concerns, but a pretzel that is, I'm going to say, 100 feet tall and wide, that they kind of sit on top of one of the sections. And all the people just reach up and eat it. You know what I mean? So it's everybody sharing one giant hot salty pretzel and an above ground pool size container of nacho cheese that you can walk down and dip it into.
I completely agree with this. I think we need to have like just this is the because then we can make it. We'll solve another issue: food waste. So we'll be like whatever is left. We'll put it on the Jumbotron. We shame everyone in the stadium for not finishing it.
Even though we did that.
Right, it was our fault.
We asked for this giant pretzel.
This whole operation was our idea, and yet.
Is there a way that we can incorporate the puppy bowl more directly?
Without a doubt. Absolutely. Here's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
For every touchdown, there's a puppy bowl that they just kind of, they roll out the puppy stadium. If a puppy score a point after you scored a point, your team gets that. So that will encourage people to really invest in the puppy bowl.
I see.
Oh, interesting. So each puppy is associated with a team that is also playing football.
I think the puppies are, if it's the Falcons and the Lions, the puppies are separated into Falcon puppies and Lions puppies.
Interesting. Uh-huh.
Yep.
So then if you have just done a touchdown, you have to go over to the puppy stadium and go, come on, come on.
Yes.
Like you have to then become like, use baby voice. You've just done this thing for like this very masculine sport, and then you have to go, come here, pickle.
Yep.
Come here, pickle.
Yep.
And Cody thought I was talking to him. He's trying to come up on the couch.
And if
I was talking to you,
If one of the puppies sneezes, because that's the cutest thing that could possibly happen, your team gets 7 more points.
I think certain cuteness events should like trigger more points.
Dude, if they fall asleep on each other, that's 10 points right there.
That's 30 points, man. Oh my
God. Cuteness events is that phrase needs to work its way into the public, into the lexicon.
Oh, yeah. Not just with football, by the way.
No, cuteness events. I'm addicted to cuteness events.
Oh, me too, yeah.
That's excellent.
I saw one about a baby turtle the other day who the lady was like, every day he chooses a different hat. And she put like this little flower on him, and then the rest, he was like walking around with this little, like, look like a hat.
Oh my God.
That was a 10 out of 10 cuteness event.
Incredible.
I know.
It saved my 4th of July.
This is what saved my girl. She has me hooked on, like the animal befriended the other animal videos.
Yes.
Like the channel on YouTube where these puppies adopted a bunch of chicks. Ugh. And so it's just, it's cuter than you can fathom. And
oh
it's just
God.
Like, damn, like, this is just too pure.
I'm convinced that's, like, those things are saving the world. Because everybody's so stressed and there's so much scary stuff happening that the only thing keeping all of us from teetering over the cliff is, like...
Animals befriending other animals.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Yeah, when a donkey is best friends with a duck. That's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, right! Duck's so small, donkey so big.
So big.
How are they friends?
But he's gentle with them.
But he's
caring.
Gentle.
Yeah. Okay, I have another pitch. Because I really want to give it to the owners, I think the owners, for one game a year, should have to play for
absolutely.
Their team. Absolutely. Have to play for
yes.
their team.
Yes.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And put in like a defensive end position. Like a position where they're going to see some kind of gnarly action.
They're not the beanpole.
No.
They're in the fucking front lines, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know 100%. What I mean? Earn that money.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know the name of one of them, but if I did, I'd say it right now.
Oh, there you go. We got Arthur Blank, one of the founders of Home Depot, is the owner of the Falcons. Yeah, I'd say we put him in there. Now, he, physique-wise, it's giving Nosferatu. So it's gonna be hard for him to make a play.
Dude, I thought you were gonna say he actually is in kind of good shape, but you're like, yeah, he's Mr. Burns.
No, literally, I'm gonna pull up a picture so you can see how close he act genuinely. Like, he dead ass, he is Mr. Burns. Like, it's so crazy.
It's giving Nosferatu is such an incredible description.
That's an unbelievable description.
You see him, I always thought he looked like a vampire, too. I think I'm right. But he genuinely, I don't think he's a bad person or anything. But he does look like Mr. Burns, straight
up.
Oh,
yeah,
he looks just like Mr. Burns.
Oh, yeah.
So I completely agree. I think we need to put him in a game. You have to play at least one play. And then it's also...
I think one whole game.
Oh, the whole game.
Yeah,
okay,
the whole game.
Right, hell yeah.
He's in the whole game. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to see what kind of health care you get at 80 years old if you're a billionaire, because... Let's see how
that's
good
those
doctors
are. Just remake
his
skeleton out of gold. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. You have a buddy.
Yeah, I love a fucking whole blood transplant.
Straight up.
They could just graft his head onto Cletus.
Exactly.
Oh, no, that would happen. They'd turn it. They'd come in with a mech suit and you'd be like,
Yeah. Well, we have to put stipulations on it. You have to be, you're just another one of the guys. You don't get to beef up before. Like, you come in.
As you are, baby.
That's it.
Exactly.
You put on a uniform, and that's it.
Right, because if you've been doing a bad job getting good players to protect you, then it's gonna show up. If you skimped on free agency, you're gonna find out.
Exactly.
That's right.
Like some retribution. Yeah, that's right. And then, dude, and they'll consider that next time the economy, when the writing the checks comes.
Absolutely.
Along.
They'll be like, whatever he wants.
Exactly.
Yep. Give him whatever he wants.
Also, I think that because there is such a problem with all of these different kinds of abuses, you get, if you can prove that you've been to 3 years worth of therapy, then you get to, it moves up the end zone for you a little bit.
Oh, that's great.
You know what I mean? If your entire team has gone through therapy, the end zone is 10 feet closer to the 50-yard line for you guys.
I'm so on board with that. Yeah, we need to do because they have player incentives for certain stats you get, but we need to have contract incentives for if you found yourself.
Yeah, totally, right? You know? You've given money to certain charitable organizations.
Imagining a coach being you are falling behind. When is the last time you saw a doctor?
Yeah, yeah. If you
have you processed your grief about your mother yet?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you could prove that you have, the field goal gets considerably wider. Wider.
No, it's great because like, it teaches the male, the fan base is so male and so not going to therapy. We can teach them that that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And look how easy your life gets when you like take care of yourself mentally.
Yeah, and they're going to be like, why the fuck didn't... Okay, give me one name of a football player right now.
Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, instead of like them being pissed at him because he dropped the ball in the end zone, they're pissed at him because he stopped seeing his therapist. They're like, what the fuck?
Why are you not on your Lexapro, man?
Yeah. Why are you afraid to look inside? What are you running from? That is preventing you from running well.
Oh, no, 100%. It's like you can... Yeah, yeah, or you can berate them in like a positive way, like, don't let me catch you not accepting yourself. You better love yourself or else.
That's so good.
You call that self-talk? Like, we really need to do this.
Yeah, if you could, yeah, affirmations during the, before the game, they like extend the clock when you have the ball a little bit.
Right? Yeah, 100%. Yes. You made space for yourself.
This is, you know what's so beautiful about this? At first people are going to hate all these changes, but then within like two full seasons, they're going to be
gonna
like,
love
this
it.
Is wonderful.
They're going to love it. They're going to love it. The players are healthier. The fans are healthier.
Yeah, you got any more you want to hit us with?
I'm trying to see if I do.
Those are all tremendous, but if you have like, if you got a banger.
Okay, I want to do, I have a couple more, I'll do one more. Well, I'll throw them out. Okay, one of them was the Super Bowl winner. This is the tradition. Every year the Super Bowl winning team gets a trip to Disneyland. The losing team has to go to Joe's Crab Shack in Statesboro, Georgia.
Has to go. The whole team's got to go.
The whole team has to go. And you have to eat the food.
Excellent.
Yeah, you got to sweep up. Okay, and the last one I was going to do is each team has to do at one performance art piece during the game. So like a player on the sideline at some point has to like yell at a blank canvas or like chop meat and be like, the meat is how I feel. Or like, he has to like graffiti, you did this to me, mom. Like he has, like, they have to do some sort of performance art during
that.
The game.
Some avant-garde performance art.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So powerful.
Guys, yeah. I think we really fixed the NFL.
I think we did too.
Yeah.
Like completely. I think we fixed the NFL and the country it operates in too.
In less than an hour.
Yeah.
What are these other fuckers doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. The fact that we are not the number one podcast on Apple is an abomination against God.
Agreed.
Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us and being our favorite guest. Don't tell anyone else.
Thank you so much. I will not. Thank you so much for having me. I mainly came over here to pet the dog, but then when I found out there was a podcast, I was like, oh, that's cool too.
Which, by the way, if you're on our Patreon, you can watch this video and you can see how adorably Cody is sitting and sleeping in between sweet, beautiful Ashley and Mr. Cool Jonathan Hollis.
He's so good.
He's a good boy.
Where can the people find you?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram at Hollis Comedy. That's H-O-L-L-I-S. I post show days, but then also funny videos. Follow me there. And then, I also run the show Good Cause Comedy, where we raise money for, different charities. Every month is a new charity. We're doing CHIRLA, which is this, I forgot what the acronym stands for, but it's for immigration rights in Los Angeles. So raising money for them. And that is going to be at The Crow Saturday, July 19th at 8 p.m. We got a lot of fun comedians coming your way, and it's a show for a good cause, so come on through for that. I'm starting another show with me and Mort's friend Justin Otis, and then a third guy, Joey Pleasance, but we haven't picked out a name for that one, so I can't shout it out yet. You know, it's like a Schrodinger's cat situation, but you know, when that show comes out, you'll see it on my page too, so check me out.
Hell yeah, Justin Otis, former guest of the pod, so listen to his episode
and
well.
We love him too.
Yep. Yeah, we love him.
Oh, oh yeah.
God damn, what a powerful, powerful episode.
We healed
also the world. Also follow Jonathan for his memes. He and my friend, I have a friend named Mike Egrich. You guys are both true meme lords.
Like, oh my God.
In a good way.
In a good way. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's always a morality that I agree with. I don't know. It's just really, really hilarious.
High quality memes.
Yeah.
It means a lot that both of you have seen it. It means so much. Because I have so many titles, you know, comedian, actor, voice actor, uncle, son, and it's boyfriend. There's so many titles in my life that matter, but meme lord is like the one where I'm like, oh yeah,
that's
like,
the one.
That's the one.
Yeah,
it's the one that matters. It's the one where every single day I'm like, I gotta deliver my wares to the people.
It's very obvious you love what you do.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I want.
Honey, where can the people find us?
You can find us at Rebrand the Podcast on Instagram. We've got a Discord. Go join it. You can find us on Patreon at Rebrand the Pod. When you join our Patreon, you don't have to. We're just as happy to have your listenership and not your money. But if you want to join, you get immediate access to the Discord. Ashley and I will be doing a Q&A later this month, so you get to hang out and ask us questions and stuff. There's episodes with no ads. There's extra content. There's video stuff. You get to see more of Cody, which improves everyone's day. So hit up our Patreon if you're so inclined.
And that's about it. Stay safe out there. We love you. And try to get on a fuck cam.
get to fucking.
Get to fucking. Bye.
Bye. Awesome.
So fun.
No, I'm so happy that I got a chance to do this. I don't know if Mort told you, but it's like we